This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Last day of our Texas broadcast for now. There may be more if this pain point continues for the rest of the country. Joe Biden at a bungled press conference last night, a Coal Creek Station deal that means a lot of uncertainty has evaporated now that we know at least there are serious negotiations with one buyer to keep that plant humming, have more of the affordable, reliable energy. I drove a Tesla, Kevin, while I was in Texas.
Oh, yeah?
A friend of mine used to be the mayor of South Lake, Texas. I caught up with for lunch one day this week when I made a pit stop in Dallas between the two border stops. And I pulled up to his office, and this beautiful Tesla is there. I mean, it was just a sleek-looking thing, four-door car with kind of a little hatchback deal to it. And I drove it because I was just fawning over it. So he's like, hey, go, just drive it. And it was the weirdest thing ever because that thing has enormous amount of power.
Yeah.
And I guess I would always think of an electric car as just being really wimpy. And it was like 0 to 80 in like 0.2 seconds. And he was saying, I mean, you could race some souped-up engine Porsche, and you'd have them in your rear view mirror in a matter of seconds. He said, they'd eventually catch up, obviously, but it just gets out of the gate like you can't believe. And I think they've forgotten that it's powered by coal, always on baseload energy. Yes, wind. Yes, other generation like gas. But most of the people who buy them, I think, or advocate for electric cars, kind of forget where the electric grid mix comes from. And if you have that meltdown of an ice storm and polar vortex in Texas, nobody's going anywhere in their electric car because there's no power sources. So it was kind of fun. Anyway, texter here says, can you ask Scott what's going on with Michael Lindell and the election stuff and the absolute proof video? He said at the end of February, early March, there was going to be a big bombshell coming out with all the proof and the Supreme Court would have to vote 9-0 on it, but we still have nothing. I will do that. In fact, I'll give Mike a quick text and say, give us a call if you got a moment. Okay? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And by the way, the 24/7 Be the Buffalo hotline is the next set of slippers we're going to give away from MyPillow by anybody who calls 855-200-1776 on the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo hotline and tells us, hey, I'm a first-time caller. Call that hotline anytime 24/7, okay? All right. Leon is next up on the program, and I think this might be a Leon I know who had me rolling, literally rolling on the border yesterday, reading his Facebook posts and tweets about Joe Biden's little escapade yesterday at that press conference. You weren't impressed, Leon? Is that what you're saying?
Not even a little bit. I mean, they could have put a little more effort. They could have given him a little more of whatever they give him to get him up and going, that go juice, I guess you could call it, because it was a disaster. A couple of things on his press conference, and then I want to challenge your listeners to think about the whole Jim Crow reference that they've been hearing a ton about. First on the press conference. It was a plane. That's what it was. There were no reporters there. And if you notice, everyone he called on got up and said their little soliloquy and got their little social warrior justice points out. And at the end, they just upticked their voice a little bit to indicate that it was a question. And that's what we were dealing with the entire time. The guy didn't even answer a question. If you think about it, if you go back and painfully, not painstakingly, but painfully rewatch that train wreck, you'll see that he never actually answers a question. He stumbles around a bit. He trails off sometimes. He goes, oh, well, whatever, a lot. But other than that, you didn't get any solid answers outside of some sideswipes at Trump, who was the greatest president of my lifetime, may I add. And I'm an African-American male, so don't buy the hype. Now, when we're talking about this bill, this voting right bill, as they misnome it, it's not a voter right bill. It's not akin to, and opposition to it is not akin to Jim Crow laws or anything like that. And when people are telling you that, take a moment. Just take two steps back and think about what was happening back in the Jim Crow era. Think about the Jim Crow laws that were passed, and then walk up to any black person you see and ask them, have any of those things ever happened to them, and were they done to them by a Republican? And when that black person answers you, absolutely not, then you know that this whole thing is a sham. They're using buzzwords. They're using race. It is the most disgusting use of references like that, the race card, basically, that they're using. And then to say, basically, that an African-American male like me, who is able-bodied and intelligent, I think, anyway, in some circles I am, I can't go out and stand in line and pass my ballot and have a ballot ID or driver's license. Do you know how bigoted that is? Do you know how that makes me feel to see some white liberal on stage telling me that I am too poor and too incompetent to get a driver's license or to stand in line like everybody else and mark my ballot for the person that I want to vote? They have to dumb down the system for me? Are you kidding me? Nothing makes my blood boil more than to listen to white liberals pontificating about helping me. I don't need your help. Your help has run my culture into the ground. Stop helping. And I'll digress off of that. But we do need someone to go up there and check on Joe Biden, because I don't believe, I think that he has one of those mini people in his head, and they're just operating the levers. And outside of that, there's nobody there, man.
Well, I think we found out, Leon, what the problem is. He's been in Washington politics for 120 years because he said he came to the Senate 120 years ago. So maybe that's the issue. It's just time for him to get off the stage, right?
Yeah, he did say he made a ton of foibles last night, and to hear the mainstream media go on and on and wax poetic like it was Hamilton-esque or Shakespearean, I just have to shake my head. And then when you look at the like the YouTube views and the Fox News views, the ABC views, the CNN views, all of those views, he has like five times more dislikes by the folk, the actual American populace, than they would lead you to believe. They would lead you to believe that this guy is so popular, yet he'll get, 50 likes and 5,000 dislikes on the video. This is the guy who is the most popular president in the history of counting votes. And we're supposed to believe that based on this performance? I don't think so. How dumb do these people think we are? And not to mention, if you think about it, one of your callers made an excellent point. He said that it feels like our country is under attack by a communist or socialist country. And he is spot on. And it is relentless, the attack on Americans. And it's the middle class. Now, Democrats, they'll cater to the bigwigs, the Zuckerbergs and the Twitter folks and, you know, the billionaire class. And then they'll also cater and pander to the lower class that they have to keep low because they need those votes. That's why they're importing all these brown voters from the southern South America. That's why they're doing that. And who are they harming? They're harming the middle class. We are the folks that will be the most harmed by all these liberal policies. Not to mention, this administration's policies are anti-black. Yes, I'll say it. They are anti-black. What do you do when you hike up the minimum wage on small businesses and businesses in general? They cut ties with the unskilled worker because the market hasn't dictated your worth to that company. And who is most affected by that? African Americans, minority communities. When you are importing unskilled labor that is not just cheap, they have no skin in the game. And when you import that labor into this, into the job market, who does that harm? It harms the African American. It harms minorities. It harms the young folks that are trying to break into the job market. All of these policies are disastrous on their face, and all you would need is to crack open Econ 101 to understand that. And a history book wouldn't hurt either.
Leon, as usual, drop the mic, because that's about as well said as it could be said about the situation we find ourselves in. And I know you and others are smart enough to say, we need to do something about it. We can't just sit here and rant on the radio. We've got to be strategic. We've got to think long and hard about what's happening, because no matter what somebody says about, no, it's fine, it's fine, there's nothing here to see, we know better. And I appreciate you. All right, more of your calls when we come back. Text 2 on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
When you spend your hard-earned money, it's nice to spend it with someone that thinks like you do. That's my pals at the ND Truck Wash. Truckers, they're on Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota, right behind Pinnacle. Specializing in oil field trucks, hopper washers, aluminum oil tankers that'll look like new after a trip through. 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call ahead at 701-628-1550 and get a reservation. You won't wait long. 701-628-1550. ND Truck Wash. Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
Spring is right around the corner. Are you prepared to meet your lawn's needs? Swanson Equipment offers an entire lineup of Toro residential and commercial mowers, built on a tradition of quality, long-lasting products and innovative features to make your mowing experience and caring for your lawn easier. Stop into any of our three Swanson locations today and experience the lawn-dominating power and durability of Toro. Online at SwansonEquipment.com.
Luke's on the line from Razor's Edge Directional Drilling. They're from Bismarck, but they go everywhere, and it's a good time to get those projects going right now. Luke, why is that?
Hey, Scott. Well, this year, there's not much moisture out there. I mean, all the frost is gone. The grass is still dead, so it's a perfect time to get in, get your projects done, whether it's water lines, trenching, drain fields, septic tanks, electric lines, anything you need bored or dug in, we're your guys.
And you're doing horizontal directional drilling. What's that allow you to do?
So we're going to come in with our drill and go underneath, whether it's your yard, your driveway, you know, the road. If you got to get across the road, you're not going to dig across that stuff. So we'll come in and bore underneath it and little to no mess.
How about that, folks? So waterline projects, septic tanks, drain fields, stock dams, power, anything that needs to be drilled or dug in, and you hardly know they were there. RedDrilling.com to find out more. RedDrilling.com. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Scott.
Or give him a call on his cell, 701-934-1134. Razor's Edge Directional Drilling.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
On your mind. Lots of calls waiting to chat. Lots of texts to get in. We're expecting a call from Senator John Hoeven at the bottom of the hour. He's on the border today with about 20 U.S. senators. And the senators Cruz and Cornyn, actually the Texas delegation, bringing down a lot of their colleagues, including Senator Hoeven, to see firsthand what's happening at the border. They are doing some tours of detention facilities that previously media and other members of Congress have not been allowed into. They have media with them seeing all this. So it'll be an interesting day of reporting for sure on all of that. We look forward to hearing from them for sure. Let's get to a first-time caller, Larry in northern Minnesota, so we give away another pair of those MyPillow slippers. Anonymous right behind that to talk about the lawsuit against Fox News. Have you heard about that, folks? $1.some-odd billion lawsuit from Dominion going all snowflakey on Fox. But you can't say anything bad about us. We're going to sue you. Boy, oh boy, they ought to go up to Antrim County and see what's happened up there. Interesting. Hang tight, Anonymous. You're next after Larry from northern Minnesota. Where in northern Minnesota are you, Larry?
Lakes.
Pardon me? I didn't hear you, Larry.
It's up around Detroit Lakes.
Up around Detroit Lakes. Very good. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, that coal plant that they're negotiating on now, I forget where it's from. I wanted to make a comment on that, but I wanted to say I was from outstate Minnesota, where most of the real and the sane Minnesotans are, unlike the sorely misguided political socialist, Marxist, and communist down around the Twin Cities metro area. So hopefully we can all gather together and start making some good changes to get America back. But anyway, my comment was on that coal plant, and if they're negotiating for a buyer on it, this winter when Texas and all those states down south had all their problems with the losing electricity because they didn't have enough coal and gas, and we were apparently hooked into some kind of a agreement that they could take power from us to help them in an emergency. And I don't disagree with that, you know, on merit, but when they are foolishly not using the coal and oil that God has given us to keep us warm in the winter and cool in the summer with air conditioning, this new company that takes over the coal plant, could they get out of that handcuffed thing where we would, against our will, lose our electricity and our power, and maybe just spread it out to you know, our different co-ops and whatever in the 5, 6, 7, 8 state region up here, and cover our butts and let those guys learn their lessons and hopefully get behind coal and fuel again.
Yeah, I think a couple things in what you're talking about, Larry. First of all, there are these regional transmission authorities where the states have ceded a lot of their power in protecting their grid to these regional transmission authorities. And if you follow the Public Service Commission at all, you could go way back to when Kevin Cramer, Tony Clark, and I guess Brian Kalk were on the Public Service Commission, and they would have debates about this. And I remember sitting in the PSC chamber a time or two talking about, why are we doing this? Why is MISO more important than North Dakota? Why? And those chickens came home to roost a little bit with North Dakota and Minnesota having to have rolling blackouts to take care of the sins of Texas relying too much on gas, not recognizing gas lines freeze. You know, actually the real problem and the market share that's come out of coal has come from gas. And we found out with that coal snap, gas is not bulletproof. It is not reliable. So I think actually the blessing that came out of Texas this year, as bad as it was for folks down there and folks that had to endure the rolling blackouts here, is it was a wake-up call to say, you know what, if we don't have reliable baseload energy, we don't have reliable anything. It's sort of like saying, if we don't have a border, do we have a country even? Because then really anybody can come in and it's not a country anymore. Same thing if you don't have power. So I think, you know, they're going to need to rein in the regional transmission authorities a little bit, get back to some sovereignty, if you will, in the states, and I think that's how you correct it more than anything. But I do think some good came out of it. I think the plant you're talking about is owned by Great River Energy. They're a Minnesota power co-op. All their members are Minnesotans. So the political land and the world they live in, you know, they're just there in Maple Grove, Minnesota, landowners and farmers and ranchers from all that area, they're woke. And by that I mean they hate coal and they think wind and gas is all they need, and they could shut down nuke plants and don't need our ugly coal and everything else, but guess what? We're going to benefit from that because now we'll have a North Dakota company own Coal Creek. They'll be innovative. They'll use some wind. They'll use some gas. They'll continue to use coal. We can advocate for coal and say we need the baseload energy. We can play well with others and be smart about this, thanks to Brent Sanford, by the way, our lieutenant governor, who literally has been 8 out of 10 hours of his day, every work day, been working on this since the time it was announced by Great River that they were coming out. Guys like Al Christensen, who's Mr. Energy in North Dakota, Great River Energy employee that had to maneuver that shark-infested waters, is working for a company trying to save a power plant that they want to shut down. So we got some energy heroes out there that have done a good job, and I think what the state legislature is doing right now in leveling the playing field for coal and saying, look, we got to reward them for always being on and reliable so we don't necessarily bankrupt them. These are problems. They aren't small, but at least we're getting to the point where we're dealing with them. But I'm glad you brought that up today because I think it's one of the big stories for us right now that you actually have a negotiation going on between a North Dakota company to keep Coal Creek Station operating. That's 500 families and mouths to feed at the coal mine at Falkirk at the North American Coal Plant adjacent to the power plant, and another 300 mouths to feed at Coal Creek Station. It's a good day, and I know it's been difficult for those folks, and I'm glad you in northern Minnesota recognize that and also like that power. Larry, if you'd hang on, we're going to get you a pair of slippers for bringing that beautiful, insightful comment as a first-time caller today. Daniel will get your address, and we'll mail them out to you. All right, let's go to Mr. Anonymous, who wants to talk about the Fox News lawsuit. Take it away. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Sorry, I'm changing my mind after listening on the line for so long, but I do want to talk about that, but I just feel like this is not our president. We did not, because I've talked to six attorneys, like, can we file some kind of a multiple lawsuit where people that are frustrated with this administration can get on and each try to get like a medical lawsuit. Can we just get on and say we will not listen to this or have to live in a country for 4 years under somebody who was not even elected lawfully? I mean, the Time magazine, they brag about how they cheated the election. The voting machine fraud is unbelievable. And it's phenomenal, the numbers that they cheated. And why should we have to listen and live under this for three-fourths more years? I'm just like, the swing states need to be recounted. They need to have the National Guard there when they do it. If they threw away the ballots, then their state has to pay. I mean, they have to say that they did not win. I mean, somebody's got to make some laws. If there's a president that was inaugurated and taken out before or not, I do not know. But what's the difference? Change the precedent. This is ridiculous. I am so mad.
It is ridiculous, and you're absolutely right. And by the way, it's not sustainable. It is not sustainable. I mean, I just don't think there's any way Joe Biden's president even 3 months from now. And I think Kamala Harris knows that. I think people on his staff do. They're perplexed. It's chaos. You're absolutely right. Something's got to be done. You can finish on the other side.
There's hot tubs and there's hot spring spas. They're the same thing, but they're not. Vince, hot spring spas and pool tables too. Tell me what's different about hot springs.
The absolute best ownership experience. Better massage, better water, better energy. And those are really the three things that determine whether you use your hot tub a lot or not at all. And we want you to use it because we know when you do, you're better.
Hot spring spa is hassle-free. That's what I'd say about it. I have one. You should too. Hot spring spas, pool tables too. Online at hot spring spas and pool tables too.
Does the air in your home feel stuffy? Does it have that musty smell? Have you ever noticed moisture near the corners of your floor or water seeping into your egress windows? At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we know firsthand the stress that the spring thaw can have on your home.
Don't wait. Contact your complete foundation experts, Precision Concrete Cutters, at 701-280-7038. Or for a free estimate and to learn more, go to pccnd.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Thursday evening, President Biden held his first press conference since taking office in January. His explanation on why we have a humanitarian crisis at the southern border.
I should be flattered. People are coming because I'm the nice guy. That's the reason why it's happening. That I'm a decent man, or however it's phrased. That, you know, that's why they're coming, because no, Biden's a good guy.
President Biden misstated the reality at the U.S.-Mexico border when he asserted that nothing has changed when it comes to the number of children coming to the United States. Those numbers are way up since Biden became president on January 20th. A Georgia State Democrat was taken away from the State House in handcuffs on Thursday as Governor Brian Kemp signed an election reform bill. State Representative Park Cannon from Atlanta was booked into the Fulton County Jail on charges of obstruction of law enforcement and preventing or disrupting General Assembly sessions. We are USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We're back on What's On Your Mind. Happy Friday. Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. It's Friday. That means I'm going to make you hungry. Valley City's got pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine today. A couple of sloppy joes and chips at Harwood, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Chicken tenders, always good. At Fish Tender Basket, 12th Avenue North, NP Avenue's got Chef's Choice. Over in Glendon, chicken Alfredo or fish and chips. I know where I'm grabbing lunch today. On my way home and up in Newland, meatballs and a fish sandwich. And, of course, every day there's a different special. Today, Friday, personal pepperoni pan pizza. With cheesy or garlic bread available to you, PetroServe USA for $5.99. Day five in Texas for What's On Your Mind. Scotty?
Senator John Hovind joins us. He and about 20 of his colleagues have been down in the border region where I was 2 days ago. We're in McAllen, Texas. They were out till midnight, 1 o'clock last night, seeing what we've been talking about, what we've been reporting. But it's pretty powerful when U.S. senators are doing it. Senator Hovind, tell folks what you've seen the last 24 hours.
Yeah, I think it's important that we're here because we're going to be able to continue to tell what's going on. And this is a crisis, and it needs to be addressed. As you say, we have actually 18 senators here. We got in. We had votes all day long yesterday, but then we got on a plane, got in here last night. We immediately went out by the Rio Grande. We're actually on the trails where migrants are coming across. We could see across the river the coyotes with their, you know, their lights, and we could hear them. We actually encountered migrants coming across the border, and they're being processed, if you can believe it, under a bridge, the Anzol Duas Bridge, and they don't even have the facilities here. They're processing them. They would not let press come in and see it. We went out with Border Patrol agents, not actually with the administration, but actually with Border Patrol agents. The, you know, their Border Patrol union took us out, showed us what's actually going on. And now today we just left a processing facility that, based on protocols, should only have 250 people in it, 250 migrants, but actually has 4,200. And so, again, this is something where, because the Biden administration has changed the protocols, the Remain in Mexico, the third safe country, you're just seeing an unbelievable spike in illegal immigration coming across the border from as many as 54 different countries. This isn't just South Americans anymore. They're getting people from other countries as well. So we've got to, again, you know, clearly communicate what's going on down here and get it changed and get it addressed. And that's border security, but also getting these protocols back in place where you have the third safe country or the Remain in Mexico, rather than letting people just come in here and releasing them, you know, into the general, releasing them across the country, and then they never come back and show up for their actual hearing. So they just stay here.
Well, Senator, I'm curious what you hear from Customs and Border Patrol officials. I talked to many of them along the border, and I found them to be defeated. I found them to be demoralized that this problem had been fixed, and now they see what's happening, and they have no power to do anything about it. In fact, the illegal immigrants that I saw them capture. They told me what they do is they process them, which really doesn't mean what it used to mean. It just means, okay, here's a packet for your vouchers. Here's a fingerprint. You don't have to come back to court. And the CBP people told me, Customs Border Patrol, we take them to the airport and we release them. I didn't know what that meant until I went to the airport and was flying back to Dallas. There were about 100 people in a small airport in McAllen, maybe 5, 6, 7, 8 gates. And I talked to them. They're from Honduras. They're from all over. And they literally, Customs and Border Patrol takes them to where we check in, like you scan your border your boarding pass and your passport, only they just actually have a manila envelope written on where they're going. And once they're through security, Customs and Border Patrol people there told me, we're done with them. Once they're on the other side of security, we're done with them. Well, what kind of numbers are we talking, even in the last month, for instance, are coming in the United States with no accountability, with no ability to track them or know if they're ever going to appear for anything else? I mean, is that what you saw?
Scott, just yesterday, so we were out there last night till between midnight and 1 o'clock. They're processing people coming across. I told you, we saw them coming up these trails from the river. We were right down on these trails along the river. They bring them up under this bridge that I mentioned. They basically process them through there in something like 8 or 9 hours. They then take them into McAllen, and they release them to these NGOs, these non-governmental organizations. And those groups put them on buses and send them off to wherever. And, you know, technically these people are set to have a hearing like in 3 or 4 years, and they're supposed to come back to that hearing. Well, of course they don't. So the whole point is right now they come across the border and they're essentially released into the country, and that's it. That they end up staying here. And just yesterday, just in the Rio Grande Valley, it was 3,000 people. That's one day, Scott, in one sector. Now, they don't all, but a large number of them do, because the Biden administration reversed these protocols that the Trump administration put in place. And back to where you started, yes, the Border Patrol workers are very concerned, and it is demoralizing for them. We could hear the coyotes, you know, even taunting these Border Patrol agents who are out there working so hard. You could hear them, the coyotes across the river yelling and just saying, you know, they're going to continue to bring people over. The Border Patrol agents also, when they're so busy processing all these people coming in, they're not out on the border actually stopping all the bad guys coming with drugs and everything else. And so that's the problem, and it can be addressed, Scott. What needs to happen is you have to reverse those protocols. I mean, essentially the protocols that the Biden administration changed from the way Trump had it. And the Border Patrol people here will tell you.
I have to stop you there. What incentive did they have to reverse it? They're getting exactly what they wanted. They've been planning for 5 years to undo what Trump did. They stopped immediately the border wall. I don't know if you've heard this yet, but we have from well-placed sources of all of the border wall contractors that were told this week, you're fired, you're done, it's no longer a pause, stand down, your contracts are canceled, you're not getting a penny, we're taking the money that came out of DOD and we're putting back at the DOD, there's no money here, and you can sue us if you want, but you won't get a penny. These people are on a all-out war against everything Trump did to stem the tide. How in the world do you think you can reverse that? Walk me through what you do.
Well, yeah. I said, what would stem this flow right now? You know, what are the one or two things that need to happen? And they were very clear. They said, go back to the remain in Mexico or the third safe country where they apply for sanctuary from their own country or from Mexico. And that, they say, would take care of it right away. And so that's the key, is we have to, one, talk about what's happening here, and that there is a solution, and that we need to have that kind of solution. And, of course, as you and I talked about before, have border security. Look, we're a humane country. We admit more than 1 million people every year legally, and we do have sanctuary policies, but we've got to enforce our law in a practical way. As I said, you've got people down here in camps set up for 250 to 1,000, and they have almost 5,000 people there. That's not humane. And so, again, it's about letting people know what's happening and then making these changes that will enable us to enforce our law and have a secure border and be a humane country and do things right. That's what this is about.
But, Senator, let me, you're absolutely right.
But I got John Kennedy right here with me, Senator Kennedy. I'd love to throw him on for a minute, too, and let you get some of his thoughts, if that works.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'd love to chat with Senator Kennedy. I'll just ask him the question I was just going to ask you. Nobody has more wit than the U.S. Senator boiling down a tragic situation. Senator Kennedy, nice to have you back on the program. I was just asking Senator Hovind, what makes us think the Biden administration isn't doing exactly what they intended to do, and as much as this obviously is a pain point, it's also a 70-30 political winner for you and your colleagues in the Republican Party. Already, the Biden administration knows that. Why do you think for a minute they would undo anything that they've already done? They're not interested in fixing this, are they?
Scott, can you hear me? This is John Kennedy.
I hear you loud and clear.
I'm here at the border with Senator Hovind. Who's a rock star, by the way. I've learned a lot from him. Look, Scott, I'm not usually at a loss for words, but there aren't words in English to describe this. We've got thousands of people pouring across the border, and under President Biden's policies, they're being released into America. President Biden's going to be known as the illegal immigration president. I mean, this thing, it makes me want to heave. You know, this is a tire fire, man. They say we can't call it a crisis. I'm from Louisiana. I'll call it a Category 5 hurricane. And the Border Patrol executives with whom we met all said, we warned the Biden administration about this, and we specifically asked them respectfully not to revoke the protocols put into place by the Republican Congress and President Trump that had controlled the border flow. And what's the first thing President Biden did? He revoked all of those practices, and to put a cherry on top, he declared a moratorium on deportations. I mean, this is unbelievable. This is the whoever is advising the president is not qualified to manage a food truck.
But see, this assumes that they're doing it by some sort of happenstance or a bunch of goofballs that don't, you know, have two brain cells to rub together. I'm with you. It's a tire fire, but I think it's a tire fire that they set. What makes you think they want to fix it?
It's either one or two things. The people who decided to do this, I mean, you don't need to be clairvoyant to see this is going to happen. The people who decided to do this, they're either like a rock, only dumber, or they know exactly what they're doing because they believe in open borders. And you've got to watch in Washington, D.C. what people do, not what they say. And by their actions, our new president believes in open borders. He doesn't make a distinction between legal and illegal immigration. And I don't think the American people support that. But I'll tell you, I'm shocked down to my toes, man. Here's Senator Hovind. I don't want to hog all the time. I'm going to talk back to you.
Okay, we appreciate you. A good fighter for energy states like Louisiana and North Dakota. We certainly appreciate you. You know, Senator Hovind, one thing I think you hit on that's very important is that we need the American people to know this is happening. We need to show it to them. There are assets within the federal government that know exactly how many people have come across the border since those executive orders changed everything. Can you get that data released? Can you get satellite images so we actually have real numbers? I think that obviously exists within the government. Get it public. Can we do that?
We asked the same question, and we're working on it, and we'll get it to you. And while I have you, I want to thank your listeners for sending Hovind to Washington. He's the best. Here he is.
He is indeed. Senator John Hovind, Senator John Kennedy. We'll take a quick break and maybe hear a moment or two more from Senator Hovind on how this day is going to wrap up, what else they're going to see. Curious about those detention centers.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town
is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center North Dakota.
And I am Late Night.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
All day, every day at PetroServe USA or Valley Dairy Stores. A good time to stop in for anything from home cooking and grab-and-go convenience to specials like any fresh baked muffin for 99 cents Monday, two fresh baked cookies, buy one, get one Wednesdays, any size Fun Pop, 79 cents Thursday, or personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread, $5.99 Fridays at a PetroServe USA near you, plus three Red Bull 16-ounce cans, just $7.50. PetroServe USA, Valley Dairy. Tell them Scott sent you. Is a move in your future? Listen up. You want the family-owned, veteran-owned Action Movers. Founded in 1932 in Bismarck, now in Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, too. Remember, they can move you across the block or across the country. Do it yourself to full-service moves, every solution possible for moving and storage, and all at low competitive rates from a name you know and trust. No job too big or small. Call 701-566-5532 or online at actionmovers.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Yo, we're back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC. Been telling you about it. You can now see it and reserve it. April 3rd, coming. The GMC Hummer EV SUV you're going to have to take a look at. This is quite an amazing electric vehicle. It's coming from Hummer. Plus, against the 2020 Buick SUVs, up to 22% below MSRP, up to $5,500 purchase allowance on a new GMC 1500 crew cab, and, of course, your warranty lasts a lifetime. At Schwann Buick GMC, 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan, online at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
We are really appreciative that our statewide audience can hear directly from Senator Hovind on this tour of the border that started last night and continues into today. They just left the detention center where there are what are often referred to as children that have been separated, normally minors and in a facility. Senator Hovind, we spent the better part of the last year with COVID protocols shutting down every business in this country, our own kids not able to go to school, graduations canceled. I mean, living pain unlike people have seen in a long, long time because of COVID. And a lot of people sit here and say, well, wait a minute, You got large numbers coming in there. If you have children that have been separated, they're going to have to go into a facility. I heard from CBP down there that 10 to 20% are testing positive. And, of course, they've already been, you know, commingled with a lot of other folks. So the COVID issues, the whole just health and safety issues separate from, you know, the catch and release and frequent flyer miles is something we need to worry about there. Did you get a handle on how bad that situation is?
Well, that's exactly right. We just left the Donna facility, which is for unaccompanied minors and families, family units. That it's essentially like a huge tent that's been set up, you know, a temporary facility. Now, it's set up for 1,000 people, but with the COVID protocols, you're actually only supposed to have 250. In fact, they have 4,200 people in there right now, mostly children, and in many cases, I don't believe they are able to test them for COVID. Furthermore, once they process those family units and children out, in a lot of cases, they go all over the country. They're turned over to non-government organizations, NGOs. They give them a meal, put them on a bus, and then they go, you know, supposedly to a relative or to a foster care. But, you know, in many cases, they could even be going back to some of these same cartels that brought them here because the cartels are in our country too. So in terms, just in terms of COVID, as you say, I mean, clearly that's a super spreader where they're not, you know, separating these people and testing them, and then they're sending them around the country. So not just that, but in terms of all the aspects of this, it just doesn't make any sense. And that's why it's so important people do understand what's going on. And as I said, that we change these protocols and the enforcement and get this under control.
Realistically, what are your chances of making that case with the administration? They've done this. They'd have to admit they're wrong and reverse it. They knew what was going to happen. Don't you think they are getting exactly the result they wanted, getting as much people, as many people across the border, like they've wanted to do for a long, long time? Donald Trump said, remain in Mexico. He got tougher immigration laws. The Congress helped with that. They're undoing all of it and getting as many people in here as fast as they can when it already is a political loser. Aren't they doing exactly what they said they were going to do and have, I think, zero chance for you guys to say you were wrong, admit you were wrong, and change it? What's your play here? How do you get them to admit they were wrong?
I think we continue to communicate this as we are. That's why there's almost 20 of us here, because clearly, you know, that gets the message out as to what's going on. But we actually had to come down to find out exactly what is going on. And clearly you don't know until you come down here and see it. And the other thing is talk about, okay, so what do we do? We go back to the protocols that the Trump administration had put in place, like a third safe country where they can apply for asylum from their own country, or the Remain in Mexico policy. That will stop a tremendous amount of these people from coming. If they want to apply, they can do so through the legal means. Combine that with making sure that we give these Border Patrol people the resources they need and actually secure the border. And that would address the situation. And that's why I think as long as we continue to tell the American people that, I think the pressure is mounting to change this, Scott.
Ryan in Aberdeen, South Dakota, has a quick question for you about President Biden's press conference yesterday where he said, among other things, all the stuff you just told us you saw with your own eyes isn't happening. You know, they're sending him back. They're doing all that, and this isn't a crisis. Any specific question, Ryan, for Senator Hoeven on that press conference?
Senator Hoeven, but I was gobsmacked. I couldn't believe what I was hearing yesterday. Presumably, we are to believe that the American people voted for that, you know, clinically demented gaslighting that we saw at that so-called press conference.
Senator, that's everybody's talking about that right now. Do you think Joe Biden is of sound mind?
Well, first thing I want to say is Aberdeen's one of my favorite towns. That's where my grandparents are from. Spent a lot of time there. I didn't get to see the press conference, but I am concerned that the president does need to understand what's going on. And it did sound to me from the reports I heard at the press conference, again, We voted all day, jumped on a plane, we've been down here all day. But from what he said, it didn't sound like he was describing what is happening here. He needs to come down, find out what's happening, and then talk about it down here where the press has the opportunity to see exactly what's going on. And again, that's why I say I think if the American people understand this, they're going to demand that it be changed.
Folks, there's a press conference at 2:30. Senator Hovind and 17 of his colleagues will be participating and telling the story. They didn't allow media to go along. The Biden administration didn't want them down there, didn't want them out on boats. You're going to get the real story. Stay tuned. Senator Hovind, be safe.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.